Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Done Deal, Ireland's largest car website, has released their latest figures on the demand among Irish car buyers for new cars. And the country's most in demand car for the first time ever is electric. It's the VW ID4. It's the first year that an EV has been the most in-demand new car across all fuel types. So whether that be electric, hybrid, petrol or diesel, Dundee looked at all new car ad data on the site from January through to August 2022 and found that for the first time, new car buyers on the site are ranking an electric car above all others. Joining me now is Dr. Tom Gillespie, who's an environmental economist jointly associated with TCD and NUIG, or University of Galway as now is, and who has been involved in this study, and he's here with us to discuss more. Tom, just can you give us the detail around how the metrics are worked out on this? Is this ads most looked at? Is there more detail to it than that?
Hi, so it's based on aggregate ad views, which is kind of a proxy for demand. So we look at total ad views by model type or by fuel type. We can get a sense of demand. You can also, like, prices are a good indicator of what demand is like, for, obviously. But for this study, we were just looking at ad views.
So is there a possibility then that this is the online version of tire kicking, that they look at the ID4 and then go buy a diesel?
Yeah, there's that possibility. I mean, but it's still reflected in a boost in new car sales for electric cars. So they pretty much doubled, like, the share of new car registrations between this year and last year is almost doubled. It's at 13%. So 13% of all new cars that are registered this year are electric vehicles. And that was 6.8% last year. So you do see ad views reflecting into sales and price growth. So it is a good metric in that regard.
Is it just that Volkswagen has hit pay dirt with this particular model, or are you seeing a commensurate increase in interest across all EVs?
Yeah, there's definitely an increase in ad views for EVs across the board. It was quite interesting, actually, in March when we saw the price of fuel go up to almost €2, we saw a 218% increase in ad views for electric cars, both new and used across the site. So it's a huge, big spike, you know, based on, you know, fuel prices skyrocketing because of the war in Ukraine. So it's definitely happening across the board. There's definitely a big switch and people's interest for EVs and hybrids.
And what are you seeing in terms of other market dynamics? Because we've seen difficulties in the used car availability. We've seen the chip shortage affect the market in general. Are you seeing that reflected in the patterns of behavior across the site?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, and since the pandemic, we've had this massive price inflation in used cars, and it was inflation before there was inflation in the more general economy. So the inflation rate of used cars now in Ireland is at 68%. So they're 68% more expensive than they were at the start of the pandemic. And that's just driven by this big increase in demand from the pandemic, the excess savings, and then you had, as you say, the supply shortage because we get most of our cars in from the UK. I mean, the reality of the market in Ireland is that the closest market to us, where they drive on the same side of the road as us, is the UK. So you get most of our cars in the UK. But Brexit, that kind of, we kind of halved the supply that we were getting in because of the import duties. So Ireland had, like, this price inflation was happening across the world in most used car markets because of the chip shortage and the increased demand. But in Ireland, it was compounded by Brexit. So we had this huge price inflation. But it's kind of a tale of two stories. So the upper end of the market didn't see the same rate of inflation as the lower end of the market. So in the upper end of the market, we're seeing a lot of people, you know, when we talk about the upper end of the market, we talk about 20,000 plus for a car. We're seeing a lot of people switch to EVs. You know, there's a big increase in demand for used EVs. A lot of people are switching, you know. But in the lower end of the market, the inflation rate has almost doubled since the start of the pandemic. So the inflation rate in the lower end of the market, i.e. cars below, say, 5,000, is up to 97%, which is hugely significant. And it has, you know, from an emissions perspective, this is really problematic. I mean, so just people, you know, switching to electric is not really an option for people, you know, on the lower end of the income distribution living in rural Ireland.
Yeah, because
you know,
of price and the availability. And give us a sense then, can you use your tracking cookies to establish demographics and geographics around where who these potential buyers are?
Sort of.
And what have you seen?
We do that more with surveys, but we don't have data on that at the moment. But yeah, I mean, certainly it's kind of people in the upper end of the income distribution that are looking to switch. But even though you can get a secondhand electric cars for as little as say 18,000, but it's still more of an option for people in the upper end of the distribution.
Give us a sense of the way the growth curve has been changing over the last say 3 to 5 years.
Well, in terms of new car registrations, you know, the EVs in 2019, they're around 2% of new car registrations, and now they're up to 13%. Same with hybrids. Hybrids are around 8% in 2019, and now they're up to 30% in the first half of this year. So there's definitely a huge growth, a huge switch to EVs and hybrids. Whether or not we'll reach our target of 1 million by 2030 is, you know, a lot of people said that's not really feasible at the moment. We almost need to have, you know, in the next 6 years, almost every new car would have to be an EV if we were to reach that target. So it's important that the incentives to buying an EV are still remain in place, so we can try and get to that target.
But and on that target, Tom, if the target is reached, is there going to be something of a nasty shock to those who transfer into EVs? Because there is, I think, what, 2 billion euros worth of excise duty clawed off petrol and diesel. At a certain point, that is going to have to be put back into the system through the people who are using electricity, and a lot of the savings may evaporate, may they not?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly, there'll be an advantage for first movers. You know, if I think people leave it to the next few years to switch to an EV, the incentive structures won't be there because, as you say, a massive part of the coffers comes from the taxes on fuel. So they'll have to take away these incentives at some point. And that's happening in Norway and Denmark at the moment, where in Norway, it's, you know, 80% of new cars are EVs. And they've, you know, the government have to make big decisions on taking back those incentives, but they have very, very strict disincentives and for fuel cars. So there's big taxes on petrol and diesel cars in those countries, but they have access to other markets to fill in the void for the supply of lower end of the market cars. So they don't have the same kind of problems that Ireland has in that regard.
Yeah, where we have the UK or else the huge shipping costs of getting it in from Japan. Tom Gillespie, thank you very much. That is Dr. Tom Gillespie, environmental economist, jointly associated with TCD and University of Galway.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.